Yo, yo, what's up? Harry Santos here, and we just rebranded our pod. I've been an advocate of crypto for about a decade now, so join me and some friends I've met along the way as we discuss and learn more about the space. Fasten your seatbelts. It's time to go block to the future. Welcome back, guys. Ito na naman, no? Welcome back to another episode of Block to the Future. We have another esteemed guest. Ito, very exciting itong guest natin. I just met him like in the meetups mga few years ago. And I've been watching their project kasi sobrang exciting. They're actually from Bicol, and I told him this na sobrang excited ako dahil isa sa mga paboritong lugar ko yung Bicol. And it's so interesting na may nakikita tayong builders hindi lang sa Metro Manila. No, we are now all over the Philippines, and there are builders everywhere. I'd like to welcome the CEO and founder of Only, who's been navigating the crossroads of creativity, gaming, and tech and NFT since 2018. Welcome, Ismael.
Yun, yun. Thank you. Thanks, Harry, for inviting me. Thanks for having me here on your podcast. Ganda ng title, ah. Block to the Future.
Oh, diba? Mahilig kami sa puns, eh. Diba? Kahit sa Stanibol, may stan na all kami. May... So, mahilig kami sa puns. Ito, Block to the Future. Parang blockchain to the future. Oh, diba?
Maganda. Okay, okay. Approve, approve.
Yun. Thank you, thank you. Sige, so, baka we can start with, ano, you can introduce yourself to the listeners and you can tell them, how did you get into crypto? Paano ba tong crypto journey mo? And at the same time, how did you get into becoming a builder, becoming a founder? Sige.
So, yeah, my name is Ismael Jerusalem. You can call me Isma para maikli. And I'm the CEO and founder of Only. Pero before that, before kami maging Only, we were crypto solitaire back in 2019. So my crypto journey started way back, I guess. Yung formal introduction sa akin ng blockchain was 2018. But the first time I met Bitcoin was 2013. So yun yung kasagsagan ng MLM using Bitcoin as a product. So, pero in very informal kasi wala mga formal seminar workshops back then. And I was a computer science student. So, I'm a developer. And I'm also an artist at the same time. So, while I'm studying BS Comsci back in college, I studied at Bicol University. So, I came from Bicol. So, a countryside builder. Kinukultivate ko na yung creative community since 2016. So, we have this event like a localized Graphica Manila called AMAC. So AMAC is Albay Multimedia Arts Convention. So it's like a celebration of creativity of all Bicolano artists, creatives, professional students, aspiring artists, basta anything related sa creativity. And yeah, dun, simula nun, I realized I learned the skill of building a community. We started from few dozens to hundreds to thousands to few tens of thousands of participants dun sa event. And 2018, I met Rico Zuniga. So Rico is my co-founder in Only. And my formal introduction to blockchain was during his seminar way back October 2018 about the future of finance. So that includes blockchain technology. So doon ko nalaman na pwede pala i-integrate yung mga previous things na ginagawa ko, which involves creativity, art, with blockchain. So doon na siya nagsimula. Then we have this idea na why don't we apply the things that I'm already doing with the technology? So since I'm also a developer and I'm an artist, kumbaga may intersection in between which applies the NFTs. So yun na yung Crypto Solitaire in 2019. So Crypto Solitaire, it's like we create digital versions of playing cards. So then you can play solitaire. Ito lang simple. But 2019, it's really hard to explain the concept of digital ownership. Di ba? Ngayon nga, 2023, mahirap pa eh. So, lalo na 2019. So, yun. What we did, we create a game which is a solitaire. Then may integration ng NFT, ng crypto. So, that's why we called it Crypto Solitaire. Then we joined Decentraland Game Jam 2019. We won the 13th place out of 100 plus global entries. We created a 3D interactive solitaire park na you can play solitaire. It's 3D, it's NFT. Then yung cards created by artist. And then yun, pandemic hit 2020, the infamous market crash, March 2020. And then we were pushed to pivot to something na okay sa market, which is back then in 2020, later part of 2020. That was the boom of crypto art. So we decided to create a platform for artists to launch their exclusive digital assets on only market. So we created our own artist launchpad / marketplace for NFTs. But 2020, 2021, early 2022, we really did a very good cash flow. We did an average of 20K US monthly revenue for that period of time. But then 2022 again, another market crash. The Ukraine war, there are lots of stuff, FTX, and lots of other aspects. So another market crash. But in 2022, we started developing a game, which is this one on my back. Ay, di pala kita. Which is Mustachioverse. So it's a metaverse game. So we decided to allocate the resources to create a game from one of our collections, the Mustachios. We had to create a game, which is Mustachioverse. It's a metaverse game. We created 2D PFPs to 3D PFPs. And then it's really hard to sustain the game. We got hacked in May 2022. So, nabawasan yung cash flow, yung revenue, yung funds. So, we decided to set aside muna yung Mustachioverse to create another product, which is we focus now on creating the technology behind on-chain games. So, we will be providing technology behind people who wants to create on-chain games. Yung Crypto Solitaire, now we are recreating it to be on-chain solitaire. So, yeah. That's the direction we're now taking on.
Ganda, gandang journey, no? Well, speaking of Bicol, I've told you one of my favorite places to go to, ang daming pwedeng puntahan dyan, diba? Sa Sorsogon, all the beaches. I told you I used to go there. I just noticed, diba? I saw your photos. Coins PH, Jen of Coins PH was just there. Mark Vernon of Tagcash was there. Very active yung community pala sa Bicol, no? And you mentioned even before you got into crypto, you were building communities na of artists. Kaya pala talagang crossroads ng creativity, gaming, and NFT. So what is it like building in Bicol, and what's your community like there, man?
The good thing about our province, our region, we have a community of the creatives, yung na-mention ko kanina, came from the event AMAC. And we have this non-profit organization called Bicol IT. So we do have a pool of developers and pool of creatives, both cultivated communities. So we've been doing that. Bicol IT nauna siya eh. So it started 2013. So it's a SEC-registered nonprofit organization. So we've been conducting tech talks, Web3, puro ano pa, mga web development, mobile development, JavaScript, etc. So I think that put us on an advantage na we do have community of developers and creatives. And yun, pagpasok nung pag-boom nung NFT, nung Web3, di ba nauso yung community. Pero parang before that, you've already been doing that, na building a community, cultivating them. And one of the good things pa is, medyo align and madali kausap yung LGU namin, DTI, DICT, DOST, Academe. So it's not that difficult to coordinate with them. The only main bottleneck is, we're living in a province. So meaning, ang galaw ng mga provincial and regional offices naka-base sa head office. So yun yung pinaka-main bottleneck. So kahit na gusto na namin gawin yung ganito-ganyan, parang may bureaucracy thingy pa na it should came yung memo galing sa taas. So yun yung main bottleneck, which is really huge hurdle na malagpasan. But yeah, we're still trying, cultivating the community, working with public and private sectors. Mentioned mo kanina, coins, we've been exploring how Web3, blockchain, crypto would help MSMEs in the whole Bicol region. Actually, in the whole South Luzon, but we wanted to start in Bicol kasi meron na kami, may existing communities na kami, so may existing connections na. We also host business mixers. So we start, walang ganyan dati eh. So para we started to host business mixers para naman kumonect sa mga local business owners and entrepreneurs na area. So it's easy for them to understand how Web3 works, how will they benefit from this technology, how this thing works. And yun, so far, so good. The development is really good. We've been growing slowly and steadily. Kumbaga every year may dagdag eh. So it's like small incremental progress. So yun.
Solid. Very exciting. I hope I can visit soon and makapunta sa mga meetups nyo. Sobrang sure. exciting dyan, diba?
Natin, ano, Stanibol goes to Bicol.
Yon. Kamusta yung ngayon, bro? Okay naman, diba? Parang nakita ko sa mga finer mong photo, may lava ngayon dyan, eh.
Oh, last week bago kumuwi, alert level 3. Pero ito yung bagay na hindi alam ng karamihan, kapag ganun yung nangyari sa amin, tumataas yung dami ng taong pumupunta sa Legazpi kasi parang naging tourist attraction siya.
Ah, gets.
Daming dayo doon ngayon.
So yun, you heard it here guys, kung kayo ay from South Luzon and you are a creative or an IT person, may mga groups sila Isma dito, yung Bicol IT and Amak, right? Okay, so yun, we know now your history, we know now the community that you are building there in Bicol. Siguro you can talk about only now, no? You mentioned you are now moving into providing technology for people who want to make on-chain games. Baka you can expound on that, like what is only up to now and how can, you know, people who are interested engage with you?
So yun, na-mention ko kanina yung brief history ng Only. We are focused on developing the technology behind creating on-chain games. So ang pilot game namin is the Crypto Solitaire project that we did way back in 2019. Then later on, we will be creating Tong. It's like on-chain Tong. It's so how on-chain works is like you can compete with anyone around the world with your leaderboards, with your statistics, with your cards. And we will collaborate with different artists to create your deck, your NFT in a playing decks of cards. So, for example, si artist from Thailand, we will be creating 1,000 editions of playing cards on artists from Japan, Singapore, Philippines. So, parang limited edition, then may chance na parang you can trade card created by these artists to these artists. Then at the same time, you can use those cards to play solitaire or tong eats. Parang yung proof of concept lang ng on-chain games. We wanted to start it dun sa solitaire. So, yeah, that's how it works na everything na move mo doon sa game, every asset na ginagamit mo is on-chain. And I think that's the most viable kind of game to apply sa proof of concept ng tech eh. Kasi it doesn't require huge amount of memory. Hindi ganun kalaki yung size ng isang card eh. Parang KB lang yan. Diba? And yun, alam naman, pag mataas kasi yung memory size tapos papasok mo siya sa blockchain, it will require more allocation, so mas mataas yung gas fee. And good thing is we now have layer 2 blockchains. So yun yung parang perfect blockchain to apply this kind of technology. It's faster, cheaper, cost-efficient type of blockchain. And yun.
Will you be focused on card games lang or do you have plans of doing like other executions rin of games?
But for now, we will want to focus on one area muna bago mag-expand. Nice. Playing card games.
Exciting yan. Tong Eats.
Playing card games alone, malaki na eh.
It's malaki yan, oh. Okay. And most people, they play cards eh. Hindi naman lahat nag-hardcore na mga games, di ba? Ito mas casual. Almost any Filipino naglalaro yan ng card games, di ba? Nagbabaraha yan eh. Right, yeah. Solid.
Kasi ito pala, fun fact. Yung co-founder ko si Rico, he was the one who created Tong It video game way back 2007-2008.
Ah, solid. Ang galing ha, very local and very Filipino talaga yung Tong It's eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Solid. And then now, pwede na niyang matake advantage yung blockchain technology with the help of Only. Solid yan. Baka magkaroon rin ng poker. We should do a Web3 meetup na lalaroin natin yung game nyo, di ba? Postahan or something, Tong It's tayo. Di ba? We should do that. Well, sige, now bro, we're getting into the end, audience, kung sino ka and what you do. Now bro, for other people who are also in the province and they want to start something, pare, where do they start? Anong mapapayo mo sa kanila? Where and how do they start? Paano ako makagawa ng sarili kong company and how do I become a builder like you?
Yun, kasi sa amin sa Bicol, we are not the only builders. We've been building alongside SparkPoint, SparkLearn, Meta Gaming Guild. I think lima kaming startup sa Bicol eh. So that's a very good proof of concept that building on Web3 or on tech itself, it doesn't require who you are or where you are. As long as you do have the fundamentals, you understand how the technology works, you can execute, you can launch a product, you can create a product. One of the promises ng blockchain and ng technology, di ba? It's composability, na parang you can build anywhere, you can do it where whoever you are, di ba? It doesn't require anything. Yung fundamental knowledge, yung technical know-how. Challenges din. So parang siguro, I could say it's a blessing in disguise na alongside our journey, pasok kami dun sa pandemic era. Kasi, hindi mo na, kumbaga nung 2020, 2021, you don't need to go to Manila eh. You can close same transactions, same deals over the internet, over Telegram, over Zoom calls. May ganung factor na nangyari nun eh. Pero it's really hard to replicate that ngayon kasi iba na yung context ng market eh. Yun, siguro, masasaya ako based on my experience ko, execution is king, but timing is everything. So, mahirap makontrol yung timing. Kaya mo makontrol yung execution. So, di ba, parang lagi sinasabi, you keep going, you keep on building. Kasi yun yung control natin eh, yung how we execute things eh. Pero yung timing, yung market, mahirap siya makontrol eh. Parang it's out of our control. So, the best thing to do is to be kind to yourself, to inform yourself, to educate yourself first, di ba? Para hindi ka ignorante when it comes to how the technology works.
Yon. So, thank you very much, Isma. One last question. Where can people find you, mga social media mo, and how do people find only your websites and social media pages? Paki-promote naman.
Yon. Sige, sure. Thank you, Harry. Yeah, you can find us on our website only.io. Yung marketplace namin, it's called Only Market. You can search for it, only.market. Yung game, yung Mustachioverse, it's mustachioverse.com. And you can find us on our socials na only.io. It's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And yun, you can follow me at Ismael Jerusalem. So yan, consistent yan sa lahat ng social media platforms ko. So it's my full name, para mabilis tandaan. And yun, thanks for having me again.
Yon, you can find that in the links below sa description. Check it out, guys. And another exciting episode. Ang dami nating natutunan. If you are a creative or an IT professional or you want to get into Web3, please do get in touch with Isma here and do follow only sa social media nila para sa mga taong gustong gumawa ng on-chain games or want to collaborate, please do reach out to them. Looking forward to seeing you guys in the next episode again. See you on the next episode of Block to the Future. Ayan, thank you brother. That concludes another episode. Hope it was as insightful for you as it was for me. We have lots of exciting guests and topics coming up, so be sure to follow me on Twitter at Harry Initiative. Be updated on the next episodes and see you on our next trip here on Block to the Future.